Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you do when you have a girls' night? I'm imagining it right now. Number one, copious bottles of wine. Number two, great stories about how you don't miss being with your kids at that moment. And three, of course, practicing your Real Housewives tagline. Right? I mean, that's just the three things you all do. Not to be sexist or assuming.
You're not
but
being sexist, no.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
That's exactly what I did over the weekend. A group of girlfriends and I all went to Cheval Winery and stayed at their villa that they have there and just had a blast.
Did I nail it as far as the agenda that night?
Yes, although wine and vodka would be added to that list. Yeah,
right.
Some were wine drinkers, some are vodka drinkers.
So just in case you're the small minority that doesn't understand when I say Real Housewives taglines.
Uh-huh. I'm living the American dream, one mistake at a time.
I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me.
And it's complete with like a complete like camera pose,
right,
a hair
turn,
flip.
Which producer Tanya was just practicing right there. So my girlfriends and I decided to come up with our own taglines after we'd had a couple. I think they turned out pretty good.
Let me turn my back. Now go ahead and talk.
Ooh.
Somebody call the ringmaster. My circus is out of control.
I'm North County, so I don't have to follow your rules.
I don't miss anything. I'm TMC. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. Where's the vodka?
You guys aren't having any fun at all.
Oh my gosh, we had a really good time, a really fun time. And by the way, any Real Housewives fans who are fans of Kelly Dodd from Real Housewives of Orange County, you can stop being her fan now since she hated on your town big time. Did you hear about this, Tanya?
No.
Uh-oh. She called Temecula BFE.
Oh, my gosh.
And said it's like Yuma, Arizona.
Oh.
And she just ripped on the town. It was just unnecessary.
Not okay.
You know what it is. Anyway.
I know what one word is.
Anyway. The new season of The Real Housewives of Orange County just kicked off this week. And I wanted to ask everyone, including John, including our producers and Amber, what their tagline would be if they were in A Real Housewives of KSON.
Do you want me to play Jessica? Tanya first? Okay.
All right. Before we get to Amber and Jessica, I wanted to know, Tanya, if there was a Real Housewives show of the women of KSON, what would your tagline be?
Well, you know, I'm a Real Housewives fan, so obviously I've already thought about this.
Yeah.
I am known for loving love, right? But I also could be a little sassy and like, I'm
a little sassy. I like it.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, so my Housewives tagline would be, I love love, and I love what I do, but that don't mean I gotta love you.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. You've all practiced this.
Yes, we
you
have.
You all
have
this
we
stuff.
Have.
And what do you mean you're known for loving love? That's a wonderful thing to be known for, by the way.
People that know me know that I obsess over love. Like, I love everything that has to do with love.
Right.
And so, but like I said, I don't have to love you.
There you go. So anyway, so yesterday I was asking Amber, and believe it or not, we end with John.
I think most people can believe that, actually.
What is Amber's tagline when all of a sudden the music starts and you turn to the camera and you're
holding an apple?
Right. Whatever your thing would be.
Holding an avocado.
I was going to say, because New York already has the apple, so we have to come up with something new.
God.
Amber, so you turn with an avocado in your hand, the Real Housewives of San Diego of KSON, and what do you say?
My life here in San Diego is not the pits.
So Jessica, I got to ask you, what would Jessica's tagline be? You turn, your hair flies, you have an avocado in your hand, and you say,
I'm a hot mess, but that's okay.
Here's the deal. Jessica didn't even pause.
No.
She's been waiting for someone to ask her that line forever.
Exactly.
She was beaming.
Exactly.
I like it. All right. Oh, look at John Judge over there. All right, John. So let's make you a real housewife. What is yours?
All right.
Oh, I like how you actually turn. Okay, now let's do one we can actually put on air.
Ain't no laws with White Claws.
You were so excited that there were so many people drinking White Claws.
So many dudes.
Right? At the tailgate last Friday, that you now are no longer ashamed to drink White Claws.
No, I no longer feel like a 22-year-old girl. Okay, I got a new one. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. You got to do the flip.
Okay, hang on.
Uh-huh.
Of course there's always my way.
Ooh, that fits you, actually.
Yeah,
that
does. Fits you. It does. Wow. Wow. That's good.
I like my first one better. I wish you would have beeped, not beeped that.
But yeah.
It'd have been a fun last day. It'd have been a fun last day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.